He threw 9 balls, complete 8 of them.
Was this, is that what it was?
Yeah, 307 ratings. Is that kind of what you had in mind?
Well, we were looking at the program earlier, and Dave Green told me he had thrown more passes than me so far, so I had to step it up. I don't know if I caught him or not, but the opponent's quarterback rating was like 117, and our team was 82, so we all agreed we had to step it up. But we're working on it. We're getting a little better. It's hard when you don't necessarily game plan people, so you don't really just like in the blitz situation, I think we could have all handled it better if we, you know, had studied them a little. But, you know, just learn from what you can and try to improve on what you need and do the same time.
Did you guys kind of lobby for a little more game planning, or did you do stuff on your own, like watch film?
I ended up watching last year's game against them on my own because I felt a little unprepared, you know. You do have that feeling. They've got some good safeties. Dwight Freeney's solid. Our checks are still the same as if we're game planning. You know, we're expected to know when to check to the right or, you know, get out of the wrong play. But without studying an opponent, it's hard to be correct. So I was getting a little nervous in my run game checks. So I watched last year's game today during the downtime. But it helped a little. Not too much.
Yeah. Receivers, you've got a bunch of them going through. Is anybody jumping out at you?
At times, you know, it's been very competitive. At times, certain guys will have great days, and you know, a lot of it is not only how you play as a receiver and catch the ball, but it's also, you know, what kind of guy you are, how you fit on our team, what your role on special teams is, and oftentimes, if you can just know your assignment, we throw so much at our wide receivers, and we evaluate them also on, you know, how much of our offense can they handle, and so, you know, do you know where to line up? Do you know what your split is? Do you know when you're on line of scrimmage, off line of scrimmage, those kinds of things? That it's so competitive that every little bit helps.
He has got great field position after the long kick return.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that's been automatic for you guys. What kind of a boost does that
give? It's so nice because, you know, especially I knew the first play of the game we were going to go with an empty set, and, you know, it makes you nervous without knowing what a team does against empty. Are they going to blitz you? Are they going to play coverage? And so with the good field position, I felt way more confident in the first play. And kind of got going on the right foot.